And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Business idea.
All right, pitch it. What do you got?
It's the shark tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're the sharks and you're now in our tank.
It'd want to be good.
I feel like there's a bit of a market for this and I think we can fill that market.
Right. Copyright? Yell it out.
Copyright.
Thank you. I heard it.
That's legally how copyright works.
Oh, absolutely.
Say it on the radio and that's yours.
And I heard, I'm a witness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lots of witnesses. Tom.
Lots safe as houses.
So when we went away, we played some board games, right? And when you've got board games, specifically Cluedo is the game that we...
Great game.
We like to play. Mm-hmm. There's bits that come along with it, and those are finite resources.
Yeah.
You get the little notepad, and it's got the Cluedo sheet print out on it, yeah?
To tick off or cross off, billiard room, whatever it might be, yep.
Right, double-sided. So you play one, you play another one, it goes in the bin. That's how it works, and you work your way through the notepad. But you never go, well, we're running low on that, so we'll pop to the shops. You know, when we're at the shops tomorrow, we'll duck in and grab another Cluedo pad, do you?
No.
It's always like, all right, guys, let's play Cluedo. You pull it out, and you're like, oh, God, we've only got one sheet left, and there's four people to play. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Call me, guys.
Ooh.
My new business is like Uber, but it's for Cluedo sheets.
Just for Cluedo sheets?
Well, what
about like sheets for Boggle or something?
Sure.
Like, come on, expand.
All right. Board game sheets.
Board game sheets.
Board game sheets, Uber. You dial it up on the app. I'll have them in the boot and I'll just rock around to your place, drop them off for a fee, of course.
Are you concerned just a little about the demand for this type of thing?
No, I think this is an unserviced market and I think there's probably, you'll be surprised at how much demand there is.
I agree it's an unserviced market. Mm. I question the demand.
Are you saying it's unserviced because there isn't the demand?
That is correct, Tommy.
No, but see, I like your idea, Tom.
Thank you.
People will always play the game.
Yes.
They'll put it away and think, oh, we must remember next time.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they open it and boom, call this guy.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, maybe you need to start a campaign against printing your own at home. Maybe you need to start saying...
What do you mean?
Like, because people can just Google it and just print the worksheets themselves.
I don't think that's the thing.
So I feel like you need to start saying,
I don't think you
I'm more sustainable. I've already got the worksheets printed. Don't waste precious ink when I've got them here.
I have one question for you, Log.
Yeah.
Why are you humouring him for his crap idea?
No, because...
Hey, nasty.
Hey, you're in the shark tank. There's going to be a great white shark swimming around somewhere.
3.5 minutes in the sin bin for you, Cameron. No, you're right. There is printable game card sheets on the internet.
I just feel like you need to maybe start a campaign against printers or Cluedo worksheets and ink cartridges to your house via you.
Maybe I'll just bring people booze.
Okay.
That seems like a better
idea. How about I don't get into business with either of you two?
Oh, well, it's working out well for you so far. Yeah,
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I've just found out that Aldi slides, like the shoe things, are a thing. But you will not have any attention from me for the rest of the show. I'm sorry. This is all I'm focused on now and I live for. Lingy, tell other people what you're
doing. Okay, I'll tell my story. I'll try and attempt to get your attention at some stage, but it's unlikely, Log, so you stick with me a little bit.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, social sport.
Mm.
We know that...
All right, I'm gone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, Log, I just noticed the other day Glenn Jakovic, former West Coast Eagles legend, came out and said Ben Cousins, who's had a really troubled past and everything, it's been right out there in the media, most people know about it, should now get put into the AFL Hall of Fame, which is coming up soon-ish. I think in the next couple of months, they'll induct another half a dozen or so into the Hall of Fame.
Can you explain, the Hall of Fame, how do you actually, what are they looking for in the Hall of Fame?
So ultimately, the Hall of Fame should be, I think it's 6 inductees each year.
Yeah.
Now, you have to have been retired from the game for a minimum of 4 years. This is testing my memory a little bit. It's like the ultimate acknowledgement of your entire career, what you did for the league, et cetera, from a playing perspective, but there also is coaching. On some occasions what they just call overall contribution to the game of football.
And so you're sort of just waiting for the call at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's only been, what, 12 years?
I can't believe you're not in it.
Yeah, that's that is ridiculous. Yeah. That's stupid. If anyone who has any sort of say is listening, what are you doing, you idiots? Mm.
Now, that calendar that's hidden in my wardrobe that's got, like, red crosses on every day that I keep missing out. Hey, just ignore that. I'm not holding on to anything.
Yeah.
But Ben Cousins is definitely eligible. He's way past that time. Not yet in there. Glenn Jakovich is saying he should be in there now because he's cleaned his life up. He's had a good last 18 months, et cetera, et cetera. It came about a little bit because he played a game of footy and just an exhibition game in a West Coast Eagles jumper on the weekend. So, and looked great, looked fit, healthy, everything like that. I kind of want both of your inputs. Do you think he should be, given everything? And I'm probably almost... When we were discussing this off air yesterday... post his football career, everything that went on, spent time in jail, etc. There is a character clause in the AFL Hall of Fame rule. Should he be in?
I thought it would be an easy yes-no question when you asked me, but then I'm struggling because obviously he was using drugs. That's very well known during his career, which I think, let's be real, a lot of players are.
Yep.
Okay, and I say whatever you want, but the recreational drugs... in my opinion, would be rife, right? Because I don't think it's a one-off. Number two, he did some pretty intense things when he was off the playing field. There were intervention orders in place to protect his spouse at the time and his kids.
Well, that's ultimately what he went to jail for, exactly, was breaching an intervention order.
But should... Do you never give people that have had a drug pass another go? You know, like drugs are, it's not just, I think the drug issue is bigger than what we all talk about. I think it's definitely a mental health issue as well. And if someone has been able to turn their life around, that's amazing. But on the other side of it, this is why I'm really struggling with it. I don't know, Tom.
Did Ben Cousins ever get charged or like sort of done for bringing the game into disrepute?
Well, he was when he, you remember he fled RBT, random breath
test. Across a river or something?
Tried to swim across a river, did all that. So he was suspended for that. Then, remember, he ended up at Richmond.
Mm.
And then I think a couple of indiscretions, he finished with his Richmond career.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of other high-profile times this character clause has been used. So Gary Ablett Sr. Retired in 1997, wasn't put in the Hall of Fame until 2005. Wayne Carey retired in 2004, wasn't put in the Hall of Fame until 2010. So beyond the eligible years when those two would have been included, like Cousins as a first ballot Hall of Famer because of character questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, initially I would say if they've ever brought the game into disrepute, don't put them in. Mm. However, if those two guys are in there, then Ben Cousins has to be a walk-up start. I think you have to put him in. I mean, sure, hold off for another 5, 10 years, whatever. But, yeah, I think if Duck's in there, then... anybody can get in.
For Ben Cousins' on-field achievements while he was a player, if enough time goes by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you should get in first, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Captain Clean over here.
That's very kind of you. I think I struggle with the fact that what he ultimately went to jail for.
Yeah, the intervention order stuff struggled.
Yeah.
So
but same with Wayne Carey. Like, you could argue that too, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fair. I really find this question difficult because part of my brain says should be just on their football achievements and forget everything else.
Mm.
But I think as football players, when we've got to be more than that, we've got to strive to be more than that as what we do for the game. So it has to be an overall package.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you need to be the most perfect, squeaky, clean person in the world, but you are expected to be some form of role model.
Yeah, and people look up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm a little hesitant to say yes to it for that reason.
That's a good question.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Why would you brush your teeth with hot and or warm water? terrible, gross foul.
Somehow, Loggie, you can turn something that we both agree with you on, that that you should use cold water when you're brushing your teeth, and turn it so that we disagree with you. Because you're saying it because of a bacteria angle.
I just don't feel fresh. I need cold water. I need cold.
Agreed. It does feel weird. It does feel weird when, you know, when you accidentally do it, like when you the taps are being on hot and you don't realise and you put it in your mouth. Oh, God. It feels weird. But also I can understand if people don't like cold water, sensitive teeth, whatever.
No.
But lukewarm's
fine. It's hard enough.
And I think you used the term, I think you used the term that the toothpaste doesn't mintify unless you use cold.
Some might call me weird. And that's fine. But that's just how I feel. What about you, John? From Drysdale, what is the ultimate temperature to brush your teeth in, mate?
Oh, I have the best of both worlds. I brush with cold water but rinse with warm water.
Okay, bye, John. See you later. Have fun in
hang
Drysdale.
Hang on.
Don't dismiss Johnny.
Bring him back. Sorry. So hang on. So the tap is cold and you're brushing. Yep. Are you then running the tap on hot to warm it up whilst you're brushing?
Yes, because I do have sensitive teeth when I rinse. Mm.
What, do you care about the dolphins in Drysdale?
That does,
or
that does seem
wasteful.
I have shorter showers to make up for that.
Oh, sure you do. That's what I tell people too, John. As I'm in there for 15 minutes, I'm like, nah, everyone just thinks I have short ones anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, Angie from Leopold. Angie, are you on Log's team with this one?
I'm both. I brush my teeth in the shower, but I will admit with you, Loggie, it's not as minty.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you, Angie.
No way.
Now, Angie.
I'm so sorry.
I love that you've called up for this reason, but also, is it true that you saw one Tom Lewis at the airport when he was flying off to Sydney last weekend?
I did. Yeah. I did. I bumped into him. I had to say hello because you guys just, you rock my morning.
Mm. When you say you bumped into him, did he bump into you and say, oh, hi, sorry, guys, I'm Tom Lewis from K-Rock. If anyone wants anything signed or recorded, cameo, I do voice messages, I do birthday messages. Was it that kind of vibe, Angie? You felt forced to say hi?
I wish it was, but no, it was all me. I knew he was going to Sydney for the Bucks party, and I didn't know he was going to be on my flight, so I saw him and I just had to go over and say hello.
Aww. You're beautiful. We had a lovely chat, Angie. Thank you so much for listening.
We
really appreciate you. Hope you had a good little trip yourself, mate. How was it?
Yeah, it was great. The 18th, and the wedding was absolutely wonderful. It was great to be with family.
Beautiful. Oh, see, nice. She was going to two events in one weekend as I was,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so, and I'm sure you gave her some lovely photos to show. Hey, show all your family in Sydney. I'm sure they've heard of me. Tom Lewis from K-Rock. And if they haven't, get involved with the show.
Well, okay. How about you get in the bin, hey?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We've known this guy for a long time, Tom. Cameron Ling, beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have been, you've been in the minds of all of us for so long, not just for your footy career, but after your footy career, you pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed.
Don't forget about me, guys, he said. Don't forget about me.
Don't forget.
Relevance.
Yeah. And you know, a guy's got to make some money.
Absolutely.
After his footy career. I mean, you trained daily.
When
I imagine.
When you get this look on your face, I just know something's coming.
No. It's not a thing.
No.
I just want you to have a think about how many things you've flogged off in the time after footy.
Interesting choice of words.
Sorry.
But yes.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. 100% I get it.
Yeah, because we know, I mean, the billboard in Ocean Grove. There's a couple of them for Oakdean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a long-term relationship there.
Long-term relationship.
Cashies.
Occasion.
GMHBA.
Yep.
Well,
you know, just
very, very
to name
long-term
a few.
Relationship.
Just to name a few.
You were the Lubemobile kid.
Yep. Milky Bar kid. The whole thing. My friend is a teacher, right? She's go on.
It's enough.
Go on. Save it. Yeah. So my friend is a school teacher, high school students, right?
Yes.
And she said that her and her kids are learning all about oxygen in the blood and how, you know, you can really maximize oxygen in the blood. And then they wheeled out the TV.
Mm.
I'm sure it was there anyway because it's not 1985.
It probably comes
they
from
wheeled
the
out the TV
out, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this guy's on the tally.
I'm here at Deakin Uni's Centre for Exercise and Sports Science in Geelong to find out exactly why Cadell Evans is a freak.
So You were teaching people, this is how much oxygen you can get in your blood to be awesome. This is what Cadell Evans' blood is like, and this is what my blood's like. So get out there, science kids, and study your blood.
So you mean I was educating the future, the children, the future generations through somebody who's achieved incredible things like Cadell Evans?
Yes, and I did watch the whole video.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah, great. At the end of it.
Like riding up Shalambra.
Yeah. At the end of it, Lingy, you've got pretty good oxygen in the blood. Look, I am no science kid, so I didn't get the correct.
Clearly.
Yeah, right. I didn't have the workbook after it. Mm. But you're pretty good in regards to health.
Is English wasn't one of your great subjects?
Yeah, you're not
either.
English kid.
No. If you couldn't tell, I'm a drama girl. But it just got me thinking. What else would you sell? And what else do you sell? How many things have you
now
sold?
That particular thing was around the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road bike race, which is a wonderful iconic event for Geelong.
Yeah.
So were you getting paid by Cadell and Deakin at the same time?
Yeah. Or just Channel 7, Deakin and was it a three-way?
Well,
do you get paid for every science kid that learns from you? Like, what is the...
Oh, you mean like a residual sort of...
Yeah.
I get a check in the mail every couple of months. Like
Did Cadell drink your blood? Just wondering.
Did that cost...
No.
Okay.
So all I can say is
that
was about educating the future.
Okay, at a cost. and it got, you know, if you've seen...
Man's
got
to eat.
Exactly. If you've seen Lingy sell something, I mean, we'd love to know. Send us a message on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
Whatever he has endorsed, if you've seen it, we would love to get a tally of how many things Lingy has endorsed.
I've got to be able to afford to buy a boat and a coffee every single week.
Yeah. We need to start endorsing some stuff. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.